أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Allah Ta'ala said in the book, the good deed and the evil deed are not alike. Repel evil with that which is better than he between whom and you there was enmity will become like an intimate friend. When asked about religion, Rasulullah said, religion is beautiful conduct, good manners. When asked about the best of the believers, he said, these are the people with the best character and good morals. He also said, his companions, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, I was sent to perfect characters and morals. And he advised Abu Huraira by saying that try to make your character, beautify your character and manners. And Abu Huraira asked, what is good moral? What is good character? And Rasulullah answered, he said, visit those who have abandoned you. Give to those who have deprived you. Forgive those who harmed you. The principles of having good character is so much opposing the demands of our ego, our lower selves. When somebody abandons us, we would like that person to be among them. When somebody deprives us, we would like that person to be deprived. When somebody harms us, we would like that person to be harmed. When we are treated unjustly, we seek justice immediately. When we are harmed, we want to see justice immediately. When we are at fault, we have so many reasons to explain why we did what we did. And we expect forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala gives permission to seek for compensation. But it's a very, very delicate process. Allah Ta'ala allows to recompense, for example, an injury. With the same amount of injury you can inflict upon the other party, exactly the same amount. If you inflict injury to someone more than you were suffering, then you become subject to punishment because you transgress. Allah Ta'ala, although gives permission for compensation, what he advises us in the book is different than this permission. He says in the book, but if a person forgives and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah. Allah loves not those who do wrong. How could anyone say no to this offer? A reward from God as opposed to satisfaction of your lower self. Forgiveness is part of good character. Forgiveness is part of bigger justice. In another tradition, Rasulullah said, in the hereafter, when our deeds are put on a scale, and then based on where the scale goes, we will be judged. On that day, when all deeds go on a scale, no deed will be bigger or heavier than good character. He also said that the people with good characters will attain to the ranks, to the levels of people with records of a lot of extra worships and fasting. In another hadith he said, what leads people paradise the most is their character. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the living Quran. He was the perfect example of good character. We can only assume, we can only perfect our character by imitating his character, by imitating him. He was the most generous. He was the most gentle. He was the most compassionate, in particular to children and women. He would accept gifts, but nothing would stay with him for long. He would have distributed what he had until nothing is left for him. He would not accept charity. When he would sit with his companions, he would not leave until everybody leaves. When he took the hand of someone, he would not withdraw until the other person withdrew. He was a symbol of modesty. Beloved of Allah Ta'ala, statesman, prophet. No job was beneath his dignity. He could help his wives, he could cook with his wives, he could wash, he would mend, he would milk the sheep. And when somebody asked him to do something, he would do it immediately if he can. He would not say no. If he's not capable, he would keep silent. When he promises to do something, he would do that immediately at his first availability. He knew people were doing wrongs. He never exposed anybody's mistake. He would never reveal a name. He would never say why such and such person did such and such thing at that place. He would only say why people do things. He would never reveal the name or accuse people for the things or the wrongs that they had done. As you see, following Rasulullah's social traditions, following his character, following his manners, is much more obliging for us, is much more important for us than just copying him externally, just copying his personal sunnah. When someone came and reported that, they know someone who spent his nights praying, days fasting, and they asked about him because he was not good to his neighbors. He was treating them badly. He was using bad language. He was insulting people. He was hurting people. He said, there's no goodness in this person. He is from the people of the fire. And he also added and said, as the sunlight melts the eyes, good character melts the sins. It is reported that one of the most important signs of good moral is to love for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. In one of the Qudsi hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, those who deserve my love are the ones who love each other for my sake, who help each other for my sake, who visit each other for my sake. Maybe one of the most concise, precise definition of a good Muslim is given in many hadith books. Many. And it is described as follows. The best of Muslims are those from those hands and tongues others have said. Hence we are obliged to demonstrate a behavior that whole creation would save from our hands and tongues, except the tyrants. They should fear from us. And our relations with each other cannot be expressed more powerful than in the following hadith. Rasul Allah said, none of you truly believes until you love your brother and sister. What you love for yourself, you love for your brothers and sisters as well. And what you don't love for yourself, you should not ask for that thing to happen to your brothers and sisters as well. At the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in his khilafah, three men came and approached to him. And two of them said that we are brothers. And this man killed our father when he was working in the field. And we are here to ask for justice. We want the punishment according to the canon law of Islam, according to Sharia. Hazrat Umar turned to the third guy, a gentleman, and said, ask, what happened? He said, when this happened, nobody was present. But Allah Ta'ala is my witness. I killed their father. And this is how it happened. I'm a villager, I was traveling. I came to Medina to visit the tomb of the Prophet, and I stopped at the outskirts of the city to take my ablution. Right at that time, my horse went to eat dates from a branch hanging over a wall. And then I saw this angry man coming out of his garden with a stone. He threw the stone at my horse. My horse died. I love my horse. I lost control. I didn't know what I was doing. Picked the stone, threw back at the old man. I killed him. I could have escaped, but where would I go? Allah is my witness. If I'm going to be punished, I should be punished now and here in this world. I cannot wait my punishment for the hereafter. So Hazrat Umar listened to both parties and then said, you murdered their father, and according to the Sharia, and they are asking for compensation, you should really pay what you have committed. That is, you are going to be executed. The man said, that's fine, so be it. If my punishment is an execution, I accept it. But the problem is that I have to go back to my village because I am entrusted a fortune that belongs to an orphan. I was hiding this. I have to take this fortune and entrust it to someone else. Otherwise, the money that belongs to this orphan will not be found. It is something that I need to do. Give me 3 days. Let me go handle my responsibilities. I will come back. I would have escaped if I wanted to. I didn't. Trust me. I will come back. You know, Hazrat Umar, as the just caliph, based on the canon law, he said, you cannot go until somebody vouches for you. Unless somebody takes your place. And then the companion of the Hazrat Umar, the caliph, and these are also the companions of the Prophet at the time, they were watching the situation, listening around them. The man, the villager who accidentally killed the father of the accusers, looked around and randomly picked Abu Dharr. This man, he said, is going to vouch for me. Abu Dharr, without hesitation, accepted. And he left. At the end of the third day, he didn't appear. The accusers came. We are not going to let this go. If he doesn't come, we would like the punishment be applied to Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr is the most respected, the beloved companion of the Prophet. And everybody is very upset. At the end of the third day, the man appears. You know, running, hot, dirty. He said, I apologize. The distance was so long and I was coming from the desert, it just did not finish. I was not able to finish my job on time. I apologize for this delay. And then everybody was amazed because of the honesty of this person. Because of this good character that he was presented, everybody was looking at him with admiration. He looked at them and said, "What did you think? Did you think that I would not keep my promise? Did you think that I would make other people say that Muslims don't keep their promise? Of course I would come." And then they looked at Abu Dhar, and asked him, "How did you know the good character of this person? How did you know? And how would you be able to immediately accept this offer?" Abu Dhar said, I had no idea about this person. But when he picked me, when he singled out with me, not accepting, refusing, would be against the generosity. Should I be the one to make other people say that there is no trust left in Islam?" And the people looked at the accusers. The accuser said, "We are not going to be the ones to make other people say that there is no forgiveness left in Islam." And they dismissed the accuser. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oh, the most merciful, the most compassionate one. We love to forgive our sins. You have given us the honor of being your supreme creation. Make us realize our responsibilities. You have given us this beautiful religion of Islam. You have given us Iman and Hisan. Help us to protect our Iman. Help us protect our religion. Ya Rahim, Ya most merciful, most compassionate, help us to decorate ourselves with the beautiful character of the one whom you have created as the mercy upon the universe. As you have gathered us in the hereafter, in the cool shade of Arshallah Ta'ala, in the vicinity of Hz. Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and make us worthy of his intercession. Ameen, ameen, wa alhamdulillah.